This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I gotta give Dave Ridley a run for his money on this little jingle for RidleyReport.com.
I mean, he has a catchy jingle. You have, like, tons and tons and tons of good songs and music, so...
I finally, 2024, so... It's been longer than a decade. So somewhere between 10 and 15 years ago, I uploaded a bunch of my former band's stuff to what we call a distribution network. If you're an independent artist these days, you're probably using something like DistroKid or something like that to do all this for you, which I used, by the way, recently for my EP. But my previous bands, one of them is called Pure Hatred. The other one is called Uncle Angst. It took me roughly 11 years to get any of those to show up on, like, Pandora or Spotify or stuff like that.
Wow.
I got, like, the very first of those to show up kind of on, like, my own personal Pandora station. I'm like, well, that's better than nothing, right? And then I did my Captain Kickass EP, which showed up immediately, weirdly. Right, because like I did it last year,
yeah,
right?
2023. It's updated tech.
I didn't do it in 2013 or right. 2010 or even before that. And so I think that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is like my early stuff doesn't show up as readily because it was done sort of first, when the tech was newer and it wasn't quite ironed out how to do everything. And I discovered what at least Pandora did was they had created two different pages for some of my music, even though it was the same exact band name. And you could tell by, like, the website and the owner of the content and all that it was the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, they call them curators, whatever that means, their algorithm, decided to put them both or separate them and do two. So that is what I surmise was preventing it from getting any, we'll call it airplay, on the Pandora network. So anyway, I figured out how to game the system enough that it finally started playing just like this year, like since January, right? What are we, like 20 days into it?
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, oh my God, somewhere between 11 and 16 years on, my music is finally showing up for me personally on my own station. I don't know if it's showing up for anybody else anywhere or not. And at this point, like, do I really care? Probably not.
Yeah.
The good news is the Captain Kickass stuff is showing up. And if it's not, just go visit CaptainKickass.com. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us. Oh, we had a caller. Where did they go? Whatever. Maybe they'll call back. Is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Captain.
Zephan.
And Nikki.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, with an F.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party.
I think this summer is going to be a very crazy pork and fork fest.
Fork and pork.
Yep.
It's funny because, like, Fork Fest for a minute was after Pork Fest. At first it started before, and I started calling it Fork and Pork, and then it moved to after, and then it was Pork and Fork. And now it moved to the beginning again. Now it's back to Fork and Pork. Anyway, go ahead.
I think that given the fact that it's the Bitcoin halvening and crazy things happen to Bitcoin.
Dude, what are the odds that the halvening happens on April 20th?
Oh, well, hopefully every memer is working diligently to make sure that that happens.
Like I'm hoping that, like, some of these larger, like, mining people, you know what I mean, and that kind of, like, just sort of, like, look at how close are we getting, and like, oh, can
we
shut off a couple of machines to make it, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember the last Bitcoin halving, but Monero was basically a 420 stablecoin.
Yes.
And that wasn't by accident.
I do remember the last halvening. Halvening?
Halvening.
I pronounce the L. Halve. Did you cut it in half? It's like elf with an H in front of it, right? I do remember the last halvening. And this one appears to be positioned to be more dramatic, more exciting.
Well, I mean, yeah, with the approval of the spot ETFs, and I mean, I don't think people realize how scarce Bitcoin is.
Yeah.
Basically, right now, the amount of Bitcoin that exists and the amount of millionaires there are, basically, if every millionaire right now wanted the amount of available Bitcoin that there is and they equally distributed it, each one of those millionaires would get 0.02 Bitcoin.
Wow.
Yep.
0.0, so 0.2?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, like, there are people out there that, you know, are what they call multi-coiners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That they're holding on to several or
Satoshi 10, billionaires.
20, 30, you know, yeah. 50, 100 Bitcoin, just, you know, one person or one entity.
Yep.
And so you're right. Like, that makes the scarcity even more.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew a guy who had a decent amount of Bitcoin, and he was just, like, holding on to it, right? And people were criticizing him. They're like, come on, man, like, yeah, buy a nice house for your wife and your kids. Like, what are you doing? And he was just like, nope.
Yeah.
Never.
No, don't feed the whales.
Yeah, yeah. So he was just like, no.
I'm totally guilty of this. Yeah. I bought several Bitcoin way back when it was, you know, 100, 150 mm-hmm. bucks or whatever. I found myself unemployed, you know, a year or so later, maybe 2 years. I'm not. But, like, Bitcoin had gone to, like, 750.
Yeah.
Right, 750. It's 45,000, thereabouts right around now. 42, I think, something recently. But, like, between, you know, $45,000, we'll just call for a nice round number today. But, like I only put in enough to get, you know, several Bitcoin at the time. And so it went up to, like, 750. And that just happened to be how much I was paying for rent at the mm-hmm. time. And I was unemployed. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to cash in some of this Bitcoin.
And, no.
And so I did, and I paid my rent with Bitcoin for several months, you know, and I look back at it now, and I'm like, man, I should have just got a job.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, we're still
but
early.
But I've gotten over it, right? Yeah. Like, at first, like, you know, when the first time, you know, when Bitcoin went to, like, 10 grand, I'm like, oh, what have I done?
Yeah.
You know?
But then I got over it because I thought about how much did I put in? I only put in a few $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And I got to pay my rent for several months.
Exactly.
And I totally got way more out of it than I ever put into it.
It's important to have that kind of perspective in these situations because I know a lot of people who lost a hard drive or forgot their password or whatever it is, and they're like doing the math. Like, I remember I had a friend who, you know, he knew he lost a substantial amount of Bitcoin, right? And then one day it was just like, we're all sitting around and he's like, I'm going to do the math to see how much Bitcoin I lost, because that's totally going to help. So we, like, did out the math, and it was so much more than he originally thought. And then it's like, now you're just hurting, bro. Like,
yeah, he'd be
you're not going to get that back. There's no way. I mean, maybe you might. Who knows?
It'd be better time spent to try to guess the seed phrase than to, like, calculate.
Or just buy more. I don't know.
Oh,
like,
that too.
You know what I mean? Like, anything. I'm like, anything would be better. You're just hurting yourself. Yeah. Like, well,
there's people that I know right now that are just like, oh, it's too high. Like, the fact that I didn't buy more sooner, like, I'm just priced out. But, like, no, before the spot ETFs were approved, I was thinking, like, okay, maybe Bitcoin will hit, like, 100,000, 150,000 this year. But no, with that approval, like, I totally think that like a $500,000 or $1 million price point is not totally out of the question.
There's wow. only one way to find out.
Yep.
And that's the thing, and I don't
wow.
me personally, I don't believe in being like priced out of it, right? Cuz it's not like you have to buy a whole entire Bitcoin, right? Of course not. You can buy very small fractions.
You buy $5 worth.
$5 worth. Yeah. Absolutely. And
we'll start talking in Satoshi soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I you know, I'm definitely not one to give any sort of financial advice, especially not on the radio, but something I, you know, occasionally say to people is don't invest more than you can lose, right?
Yep.
So, like, don't put your whole savings into it and now it's like, oh, can't right. pay my mortgage this month because I thought it was going to skyrocket or something like yeah. that, you know. Like any sort of investing, be responsible with it, but don't feel like it's too late for you. I mean, like, this is still new yeah. tech. I mean, well, they're...
I know someone who identifies as an abolisher. What's the term I'm looking for there?
Abolitionist.
Abolitionist, yeah. So they think the state is evil and want the state to go away,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it. So what they've done is they still, you know, file their taxes and get their, you know, income tax refund.
Yeah.
But what they do is every year they just take that and buy Bitcoin with it.
Yeah.
And sit on it.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
It's a good retirement strategy.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because, like, if you're not counting on that as part of your
yeah.
income, right, if you budget with that, like, whenever I budgeted, I would always not count, like, the income tax return in my budget. And so, you know, if that's your, you know, sort of course, if that's how you do your budget on an annual basis, that's, like, free money to you. Also, too, like, I know people who will do, they get paid every 2 weeks, right? And so, like, there's a couple of months in the year that they get that extra paycheck.
Mm.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And they won't take all of it. They'll take, like, you know, a quarter of it or something and
yeah.
chuck it at some cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so it's not the whole thing, and they'll do something nice with it, you know, take the family out or go on a vacation, whatever it is, yeah. depending on how much it is. They'll use it for other purposes, but they'll take a portion of it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, this is called, it's sort
dollar
of...
dollar cost averaging.
Yeah, it's yeah. sort of just like dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging, I think, necessitates you do it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But what's a regular basis? Once a year?
Right.
You know, a couple
I think
times
that's
a
regular.
Year? You know, for me, if I were dollar cost averaging, if I'm working a corporate Joe job, I'm going to take some quantity out of my paycheck every time I get a paycheck, $20 or something like that, you know, nothing that's going to kill me or prevent me from, you know, paying a bill or,
right.
you know, kill my grocery bill. But like, yeah. you know, something like $20 and I'm just going to every check,
yeah.
boom, I'm throwing that at some Bitcoin, some cryptocurrency of some kind, and then sitting back and watching.
Right. I'm going to have to just push back against both of you here because you're kind of giving a similar message of like, oh, let me just get enough so that it's like not going to break the bank. And I like agree with that in principle, but like, also, I think that there is a very substantial risk keeping your money in U.S. dollars.
Absolutely, but I pay my mortgage in U.S. dollars.
No, I completely agree.
But no, I understand what you're saying. It is a risk to keep money in the bank in
yeah.
USD
yeah.
because we know it's almost like the risk is the wrong word, right? Because we know what's happening
right.
to USD, right?
No,
like,
it's a 100% guarantee that you will
exactly.
lose your money. Yeah.
Absolutely. At least like a substantial amount of the value, right? So
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
if I'm just sitting on a nest egg of a ton of USD, I know for a fact that that is rapidly losing value.
I mean, and I'll go even farther than that even, like, because everybody says, oh, invest your money into the stock market, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if
who
you
says
actually...
that?
I don't say that.
All financial investors or whatever.
Yes.
And again, this,
oh,
isn't,
if you hire
this
a guy,
isn't financial
yeah.
advice, what I'm about to say. It's just factual. What... they did a study where it's like they followed the S&P 500 over a period of like 5 years, and then they followed somebody that had a portfolio where it was 98% U.S. dollars and 2% Bitcoin, and the 2% Bitcoin wildly outperformed somebody that put 100% of their money into the S&P 500.
Wow.
So
you
don't even have to put in that much money to destroy, like,
yeah.
basically what you do when you invest in the S&P 500 is you keep your head above water wealth-wise. That's
yeah.
it. That's all you are doing.
Yeah.
With Bitcoin, you're actually... It's an actual investment, in
yeah.
my opinion. It's
yeah.
an actual preservation of your life force. That's what investing is it's preserving,
preserving
the labor
the value.
That you did.
Right. It's preserving the value of the labor
right.
at the time you did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we know that the value of the dollar continues to go down and will only continue
Absolutely.
To go down over the course of time. Inflation is here to stay.
Yep.
It's only going to increase. It's only going to continue. And the same can be said for not just cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and the like, but gold, silver.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
These are safe places. If you earn, you know, enough money to buy a couple silver rounds, you know, with a paycheck once a month or twice a month, whatever it is, like, I'm not giving financial advice, but that's not a bad move in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but like, for me, the real value is in the cryptocurrency because of the potential for the spike.
Well, and for me, it's like, basically the way that I determine my dollar cost averaging, and maybe this isn't smart, but like, if I'm feeling optimistic,
yeah,
that's cryptocurrency time.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling pessimistic, that's precious metals time.
Yeah.
Because
if
we even get to the point to where we're doing a little bit of space travel, precious metals are done.
Right.
There's asteroids with quadrillions of dollars of gold and silver on them.
Right.
Like, and at that point, we'll be doing intergalactic Bitcoin transactions.
I didn't even think about that. That actually is a great point.
Yeah.
I've never thought about what, like, that sort of development could do.
Yeah, well, and so Bitcoin will thrive in that environment because we'll be able to send transactions, like, seamlessly.
Right.
But, like,
let me send this to my friend on Mars.
Yep.
Okay, he's got it.
Yep.
Oh, look, I just got $100 from Mars.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's steel man the argument, no pun intended, but, like,
steel man.
Yeah. Steel manning the argument here, like, precious metals continue to retain their perfect value and they even gain value. You're not going to want to, like, send a spacecraft over to Mars, you know, just to do your delivery of your gold or silver. If anything, what you'll do is you'll have a blockchain. If you're really, like, this much of a gold bug, you'll have a blockchain that's tied to the value of gold, and then you'll send it to them that way.
Right.
But you're still using the blockchain.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
At that point, you might as well just use crypto.
Right.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are using crypto.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
So back to your point about the pushback, right?
Yeah.
You're correct. My opinion of, you know, hey, maybe do some dollar cost averaging is really pointed at people who have never done anything with cryptocurrency.
Right.
Right? If you're just getting started, you're just getting into it, you don't know what's going on. First of all, probably find somebody younger than you to help you out who does understand all this stuff. You know, a cousin, a nephew, a niece, something, you know, somebody who's, you know, more tech savvy than you are, to help you with your first crypto wallet and downloading and installing that on your phone. It's not that hard. Like, if you run any app on your phone already, it's just like that.
Yeah.
Right? It's really not that difficult to conceive of. And so if you can run really some apps on your phone, you can have a cryptocurrency wallet that's non-custodial.
Yeah.
But to your point about, the rest of it, like, as much as I can.
Yeah.
I'm already checked out of the dollar.
Yeah.
Like, I mildly sort of, I wasn't checked out of the dollar at all when I moved here in 2019, mm-hmm. right? I was mainly still using USD. I had some cryptocurrency, you know, that was like sort of my nest egg, my savings, if you will, or my hope fund. But, oh, God, I hope cryptocurrency goes up from here because, you know, I'm sitting on a small quantity now, but maybe it'll become a big quantity later, kind of a thing. And so since I got here and I was able to sort of, I don't know, embed myself in a community where cryptocurrency is being actively used,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wait a minute. And then I went on to, like, do experiments. Like, here in Keene, there's less now than there was when I first moved here, but that's COVID kicked in and
mm-hmm.
a couple of places have closed and, you know, this kind of thing happened. But, like, there was, I don't know, 10 places or something in little Keene, New Hampshire that would accept cryptocurrency. And so I decided to see if I could go for a week just living off crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to do so. I had to be very creative in doing it. For example, I had some booze, but I ran out of mixer in my house, right? And so I went down to, I think it's Local Burger is what it's called here. They don't take the crypto anymore, but they used to for a good long period of time. And instead of ordering a burger or anything, I was like, hey, can I get, like, 4 juices? And they just had the bottled, you know, juices in a cooler or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, is that all you want? I'm like, yeah, that's it. They're like, yeah, okay, here. And I'm like, oh, can I pay in crypto? Like, sure. And, like, bing, 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 it was done.
Yeah.
And I went home and I mixed myself a nice cocktail, you know, a little vodka and orange juice with some cranberry in it.
And now we even have convenience stores that take crypto.
Yeah, and are also selling Captain Kick-Ass branded rolling
thing. Nice.
So if you're ever in Keene, New Hampshire, visit the Mighty Moose Mart.
That's quite the flex, Captain.
Either locations. Either location. They are on sale. They're the same price as all the other rolling papers, and they're 100% hemp.
I mean, I'd say your point is well taken. I'd say that I'm not talking to the beginner crypto person like, oh, I've never done this before. Who I'm talking to are the people that are, like, sitting on the sidelines and are like, oh, Bitcoin is, like, it's gone up the highest that it's going to. Like, no. What I'd say is, like, right now is probably the last time we're going to be able to buy cheap Bitcoin as a libertarian community. And I'm just trying to get that out there to people so that they know. And so that, you know, they're not like, they don't grab me
not by... Not like really kicking themselves, they you don't know, in a few months.
They don't grab me by my colors and are like, you knew so much about cryptocurrency, why didn't you tell me? Like, I've made it clear to everybody that I care about that this should be their MO for this year. So.
Now at least you can say, I warned you.
Yep.
You can't blame me.
I can sleep with a good conscience when everybody is, you know, telling me that... Like, I didn't tell him.
Like, working in tech, I have turned people on to the Bitcoin. And, like, you know, all the stuff we've said here tonight. Hey, look, you ain't got to risk much, right? You know, but, like, you want to have some fun? Throw a couple bucks at this thing. Watch it. See where it goes. Yeah. You know, do some transactions with some people. You know, that kind of thing. And so I can count on one hand the number of people who are still holding, right? On the other hand, the people who did get into it got out within a year. Like, they got in, maybe they lost money, and they're like, oh, this isn't worth it. I'm pulling my money out. Well, I still can. And then, like, a year later, they're like, why did I pull my money out? And I'm like, dude, you chose to do that. You didn't come to me and be like, Captain, should I pull my money out? I'm losing money. I'm down, like, you know, 13, 20% or whatever. I'd have been like, dude, just wait.
That's the thing, too. I couldn't imagine, like, losing money and then being like, now's the time for me to pull out. That makes no sense.
Well,
pull out when you're like ahead. You know what I mean? Like,
well, but that's how market crashes work. It makes no sense.
It's the fear and the panic. Yeah,
it's human. It's basic human psychology. You know, like for me, whenever it dips, I'm like, ooh, yay, cheap.
Yeah, it's on sale.
Yeah, but that's
you're
because,
like, how much USD do I have? Can I afford to buy somewhere right now?
Right. Yeah. Do I really like this comic book collection? I don't know.
What can I pawn?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I still use pawn shops on occasion because I'm a musician, and that's sort of like the musician thing, right?
Yeah, totally.
When you're young and you're like, damn it, I've got to come up with like $50 to make my rent.
You're like, dang, all I have is like $20,000 worth of like all of this like.
Which of my seven guitars will I take to the pawn shop this week?
Yeah.
It's amazing too, like how musicians can accumulate expensive gear. And yet be poor.
Yep. Priorities.
It's like there's like that one meme where all the guys are putting their swords into the middle, and it's like car guys, gun guys, musicians, like spending enormous amounts of money on things that, you know, you're passionate about.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us. More of your calls, of course, coming up. And also a Bitcoin sermon? It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to be told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Those comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over. Japan has now become the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. Their lander touched down on the moon yesterday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Tuning in, listening. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, we have some calls on hold. We'll get to those in just a minute. But in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Zephan,
and Nikki.
We've been talking a little bit about well, cryptocurrencies, really, Bitcoin and the like, and sort of the do's and don'ts, and a little bit of the history, a little bit of the future, a little bit of the now, you know, and I'm sure we'll continue to talk about that. I know Zephan has something specific that he brought today for
the
show that we'll get into. But before we do that, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. This is Mark calling from New Hampshire. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, nice to be back after 5 years. And I'm back following a Libertarian Party of New Hampshire convention where the best speaker of the night was Aaron Day, and he totally echoes your concern about fiat money. Across the board, he talks about how examples of failure, mm-hmm. and that the dollar is on the way to failure. Actually, the way he puts it is failed because it was only worth 3% of what it was 100 years ago.
Yeah, Aaron Day's awesome.
Yeah, I've met him in person just a couple of times. I follow him on the Twitter, of course. I met him and his wife. They actually came in support of Ian Freeman at his federal part of his trial and then also at his sentencing hearing. They came because he is way, like you said, way into the cryptocurrency. He actually explains it far better than I can. Sometimes people will be like, Captain, you did a great job of explaining that in layman's terms. And I'm like, well, thank you. But, like, no, Aaron Day does a far superior job of explaining that stuff than I do, at least in my opinion.
Yep. Well, it's a good group. I am a liberty-minded and yes, member of the party, but I am still a Democrat, and I'm running for office to try to get more free staters to run as Democrats.
Yes.
Where you'll, and in primary,
thank God, thank you.
But make your points, win maybe the next time round, or even as a quote sore loser as an independent after losing in the Democrats, but hopefully convincing a lot of people, because I'm of the belief that there's enough traditional Democrats, not the wokesters, not the far left, but the ones, I'll call them Carter Democrats, Walter Mondale Democrats. They're not crazy. They're still normal. They just don't have candidates to vote for other than a far lefty or Trump.
Yep.
You're right. And, they are a little bit more moderate than Trump. The wokester people.
Yes. So they're scared by the media of Trump, and then they go into the arms of the Biden types, the Pelosi types. And I do think they're normal enough, and we need Democrats, we who want liberty, we got to have some of them to get passage of laws.
Well, and the thing is that what free staters have done a really good job at is being successful within the Republican Party. We have not been putting that energy or effort into the Democratic Party.
Well, I also,
and this is a purple state, so we do need to put energy into both. So I'm a huge proponent of what you're doing, and thank you for doing the Lord's work.
I also think that the Democrat Party might be locked down a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think a lot of the libertarian types that are running have more in common, more common ground with the right than the left, right? But I think if we get some fresh faces into the mix that aren't like known conservative types or aren't as loud about their really strong-held like 2A beliefs, things that Democrats right. might not agree with, if we have some like newer people that aren't as, you know,
yeah,
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, they're not as well known for, like, their really strong liberty stances.
Right.
And I'm not saying you should, like, sneak or weasel your way into the Democrat Party, but we absolutely do have tons of common ground with those folks as well.
Yeah, I'll come right out and say it, because for a long time, the Libertarian Party was focused on establishing the Libertarian Party as a party choice, as something that you could run as a Libertarian and do a Libertarian this and a Libertarian that and a Libertarian the other thing, but, like, didn't work. Wasn't effective.
No.
The effective Libertarians have run as either a Republican or Democrat. I think that you can make a case for Libertarians on either side of that. Like, when Aria ran for sheriff, right? Yeah. She ran on the anti-violence, anti-war, you know, kind of stuff, right? You know, which appeals to the Democrats, right, generally speaking, instead of running on the, like, hey, sound money and, you know, that kind of stuff, which generally appeals.
I think she still ran as a Republican, though, right?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, Aria ran as a Republican.
Because I remember part of the funny thing was that all of these conservatives were so upset that this, you know, this pink-haired trans-Satanist
I know what it was, though. It was that she got a bunch of Democrat votes.
Yeah, sure,
when she ran because of her campaign and her stance
Those people were actually following her campaign, where a lot of people blindly vote D or R.
Right. Well,
so all of the people who blindly voted R voted for someone that they're completely against, and they thought that she bamboozled them. No, she was very out in the open with her beliefs. You just those people just didn't bother to research the candidate they're voting for.
Right, yeah.
And worst case scenario, like, if you're a Democrat and you're a free stater and you're running as a Democrat, the worst case scenario is that they will run a targeted ad campaign against you. And I've seen this. They send out mailers for people that are running for state rep, which is one of 400.
Yeah.
So you can, just by writing your name down on a piece of paper and giving a $10 filing fee, you can empty the coffers of authoritarians.
Yeah.
And that's easily. Like free advertising.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, why are you trying to help my campaign?
Exactly.
Mark?
Well, here's why I think liberty-minded people are now closer to convincing Democrats. As the federal government does more spying on us, takes us to war, ties government to big corporations, has predatory actions against black people, these are so repulsive to traditional Democrats, and here's liberty people that have been saying these things all along.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope
so
you're right.
I think we've got a chance.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm on the ballot. For those of you with friends who are independent and could pull the lever either way, please consider StewartForLiberty.com, StewartForLiberty.com. I'm one of the 21 Democrats on the ballot against Joe Biden. But if you don't have a strong pick on the Republican side, hold your nose, pick a Democrat ticket. When you leave the building, you can undo Democrat if you really want to. But you will have put a vote in against Biden, which is really a vote against tyranny. It might be more important than a vote for or against DeSantis or Trump.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. The phones are actually packed right now. So if you're trying to get in, just, you know, keep calling. If you're already on hold, just stay on hold. We'll get around to you eventually. But 603-283-6160. Let's move on to, this is Gigi calling from North Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm in South Carolina.
I corrected that earlier. It didn't save.
I'm still in South Carolina. I wish I was back in Miami because it's 24 degrees here and I'm freezing my tush off.
It's 9 here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have
Somebody
warm weather
needs
now.
To make me hot soup.
I'd send it to you, but it'd be
anyway,
frozen before it got to you.
Send it over
one,
the blockchain.
It's so nice to speak to everybody. I very much appreciate what that gentleman said. And, of course, Miss Nikki, always a breath of fresh air. She's a sharp lady. I like listening to her.
Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate
you. Now, my concern is, why is that miserable SOB of a sheriff from, I believe the city is pronounced Uvalde in Texas, where all those precious school children were murdered? Why is he running for sheriff again?
I didn't know about that, but you think
yes,
that people wouldn't vote for him?
The news on TV,
wow.
As on every station, it's nauseating. All the parents whose children were murdered are asking the same thing. And my other comment is, this is just my personal opinion, and everybody who listens knows I'm very open about my Jewish heritage. I am also of a Sephardic heritage, and I am utterly, thoroughly disgusted continuously, repeatedly, every time I see the news or hear it on a radio station, and I listen to all kinds of perspectives, conservative, middle, very very progressive, you name it. I want to hear every perspective. Read it, hear it, listen to it, watch it.
That's smart.
I am so utterly nauseated by the comments that the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is making over and over and over, as if Palestinian people, regular people, not Hamas, regular men, women, and children are of no significance, no consequence. It is nauseating and disgusting, and I am appalled and embarrassed, and I am very, very disgruntled by the lack of opposition coming from mainstream American Jewish people, not voicing opposition at the repeated and consistent murder, not just violence and vandalism, but murder.
The longer I'm alive, the more evident it is that, states, governments do not care about the individuals. We are cannon fodder.
Yep. Stop using their money.
And lay people are merely a consequence of war. That's what I remember people saying to me during Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam being bombed and bombed and bombed and sprayed with poison and toxic chemicals. People are what's an appropriate term? Insignificant consequence. And it's embarrassing and it's disgusting. And I am utterly appalled.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it is really sad that collectively as a human race, and I don't really like collectivism, but just in general, that humans have not evolved past this, right? Like, we should all know that life is such a sacred and beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it is really, really sad to see it just thrown away so viciously and so violently. Like, innocent people that have nothing to do with this war, truthfully, these are two governments and two militaries attacking each other, and there are just innocent people, children, getting in the middle of it and dying.
People cannot
go
for their medicine, their chemotherapy, their kidney dialysis at hospitals. Children cannot go to schools. People cannot go to buy food and clean water.
Yeah.
There is no electricity for what's the proper term? Desalinization plants for fresh and clean water. And I guarantee you, again, it's just my personal opinion, the hostages, whether they're American or Israeli, they ain't coming back for a long time. And Netanyahu is using this as a means of diversion so he can circumvent being legally prosecuted for all the charges levied against him. Because while he's prime minister, ain't nobody going to touch him.
Yeah. Gigi, thank you so much for the call and for continuing to listen and support our show. We do appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Did you guys have anything to follow? Okay.
I mean, it's an important message, right?
It really is.
And it's not just talking about the war, right? It's talking about how, like, we need peace. You know, it's from the perspective of peace. And that's what I try to get across to people is that, like, I'm not on either side. I'm not on Palestine's side and I'm not on Israel's side. I'm on the side of the innocent people who are being tortured and murdered as a result of this. I mean, I just...
By governments,
yes. And, like, this is...
Which is happening on both sides of the border.
Yeah,
right?
The government is the true enemy here. They are just throwing away these precious lives, and it's disgusting and terrible and horrible and so, so sad.
Well, and I wanted to address her point, too, about the complacency, like how she's like, oh, people are, like, not doing anything about it. It's like, on the one hand, I think that we can all empathize with that, oh, why don't people understand what we're talking about? Why don't they evolve? Why don't they be pro-peace? But if you look at what the fiat system has done, it has made us sick.
Mm.
For some reason, the people in this room are healthy, but everybody else is dying slowly of a sickness, morally, spiritually, like actually in terms of their actual health. There's this book I'm reading called Fiat Food that kind of goes into how the fiat system is messing up our food system. I could send you the link to it.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
And like, it's just in every single layer of our lives. So if you're trying to survive, you know, financially, morally, physically, like, what energy do you have to extend to, you know, other people? And even if you do have that energy, like maybe we do, I'd say that there are times where I, like, look at the situation and I even feel like it's not a super hopeful thing. Like, how am I going to stop a war happening halfway across the world?
Yeah.
Like, but luckily we have a technology that helps that. It's called Bitcoin. It's called cryptocurrency. But for the longest time, that wasn't the case, and people don't know about it, and it's going to take some time, but we're going to win.
Well, coming back to your fiat food thing, I only recently, in the last 8 years or something, have been looking at food, mm-hmm. right? Like just almost for like the first time. Like I grew up, I just ate whatever.
Right?
I ate fast food. I ate whatever anybody
like
else cooked.
Like most people, I would assume.
You know, I'd grill my favorite stuff and eat that. And I would do some cooking, but like I never really paid much attention to like what exactly are the ingredients and everything. Mm-hmm. Basically, if it tasted good, I would eat it. So, within the last 8 years or so, I started trying to be a little bit healthier, trying to drop some fat, that kind mm-hmm. of a thing, and. One of the first people that's sort of got me into, sort of keto or that type of thing, keto and carnivore and that mm-hmm. kind of thing, is a blogger called Tim Ferriss. He's also an author. But he put together something called, I'm trying to remember what it is. It's like the 4-hour diet or something like that.
Mm.
At any rate, it was his version of the keto diet, except you could have, like, legumes, right? You could have, like, beans and, that kind of stuff. But he based his research on not necessarily what the official medical practitioners have told you, but he based his on what got actual individuals results.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As far as, like, losing fat and being more healthy and that kind of stuff. And so I just went with that because I like read his book on it, and I'm like, he gave you an outline. He's like, if you really are just hurting for like, hey, what should I eat, to lose some weight over the next 6 weeks, mm-hmm. use this as a template. Eat this for breakfast, eat this for lunch, eat this for dinner. Don't be afraid of eating the same meals over and over again. And it was all the stuff that you think it is, right?
Yeah.
It's like meat, lots of vegetables, mm-hmm. lots of, spinach, a lot of nutrient-dense stuff. Like, it's okay to have, like, some cashews and that kind of a thing, right? Some almonds.
Well, because it seems like people are afraid of calories, right?
Right.
And it's like, nuts are not the enemy.
Right. So just as an entry-level dude, like, that sort of got me into that. One of the things that rings in my head to this day, after having learned more over the last 8 years about that and being exposed to different people, and like mm-hmm. even people like Nikki have like been like, hey, this is bad for you, and this is I didn't know that. Thanks, man. Like I've been able to like sort of add to my arsenal, but this is a truth near as I can tell, and that truth is, if you go into any grocery store, most of the things in the grocery store are going to make you fat.
Yeah, you got to hit the perimeter.
Just think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Most of the things in your local grocery store are going to make you fat.
Well, and you know why that is? Like, I could give you the long explanation, but really the short explanation is, if you look at every time a government has been successfully overthrown,
mm-hmm.
it's the food getting too expensive that has been the reason why. At least one of the main reasons why.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And
well, you can't fight back if you're starving, right?
And like what they do when they incentivize people to eat cheap garbage mm-hmm. is they're hiding the inflationary aspects of what they're doing because this crappy food is so much cheaper to make.
Yeah.
And so they're masking it, and then so you'll never overthrow them, one, because, like, you're eating cheap food, so you don't realize how expensive everything else has gotten because you've changed your lifestyle, and two, like, if you're just a fat, person, like, you're just more likely to be complacent just due to, like, what being overweight does to you biologically.
Yeah.
So there's just so many, like, it's so well thought out. Like, people that are like, oh, these people in power, they're stupid, look at Biden. No, do not underestimate your enemy here. These mm-hmm. people are very, very sophisticated.
Yeah,
this is calculated.
They're in this position of power because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And don't forget that.
I mean, I was in my 20s, almost into my 30s, like, I remember times when I would just, like, go grab a case of Top Ramen and be like, well, I got groceries for the week.
Yeah. Well, and, like, so that's, like, the typical poor college student food, right?
Exactly.
Because it's cheap.
Right.
But it's completely void of any nutrients,
right? It is,
right?
Yeah. There's no nutritional value in Top Ramen whatsoever. There might be some nutritional value packet of seasoning.
Well,
right. Yeah, as
that's
a survival food,
yeah.
right?
If
you
want to
stock a couple of cases of Top Ramen in your basement for the zombie apocalypse or whatever, far out salad and right on. Yeah. Like do that, but like don't eat that as like your a main staple of your diet on a daily or weekly basis. It's horrible.
And people will only rise up, and don't get me wrong, I don't like I'm in favor of peace. I think that we can like do what we want totally peacefully.
Absolutely.
But people will only rise up violently if Top Ramen goes up to an unaffordable value.
Right.
Because Top Ramen
the Top Ramen Index.
Yeah, it's the floor. It's the absolute floor. Like, I was going to bring up Top Ramen, but I didn't even need to because you guys brought it up.
Yeah,
that's how much of a floor
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's ugly that you go into a place that is supposed to be a place where you get nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the stuff in there isn't.
Well, it's, completely void of nutrients. There is no nutrients. And worse than that, it is actually making people ill.
Sick, yep.
That is, it really is, too. All of the high fructose corn syrup, which is, like, to me, like, if you're going to start somewhere, start looking at the ingredients of the food you eat. And try to eliminate high fructose corn syrup.
I'd say I'd put seed oils above even high fructose corn syrup.
That might be more difficult, though.
Right.
I think you'd have a better impact.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. I do believe that seed oils are way worse. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not even going to say way worse. They're probably worse. I would, if you're going to start anywhere, corn syrup, seed oils, vegetable oil, canola oil.
Yep.
I mean, they're completely toxic, and they're not doing anything for you.
I had to buy some canola oil the other day.
Boo.
Why, might you ask, Captain?
For, like, motor oil or something to lubricate something?
Almost. So I have a wood-burning stove.
Yeah.
All right.
And I bought one of these, I don't even know what to call it. It's a cast iron bowl with a little lid on it. The idea is you set it on top of your cast iron stove, you put a little water in it, and it maintains the humidity because a cast iron wood stove will, of course, you know, turn your room or your house into a less humid place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so to be healthy, you want to make sure you maintain
the original humidifier.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And so I bought one of these. It's cast iron, and it's treated. It's pre-treated, right? It even says so on the features and benefits. It's like, this is pre-treated with an anti-rust. But if you read all the reviews, everyone who didn't do the seasoning, right?
Yeah.
They put some water in it, put it on their stove. They're like, within a week, it rusted, man. You know, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. Now, I know that you can season cast iron with olive oil, which I keep on hand all the time.
But if you're not eating out of it,
you have to do it at a reduced temperature because olive oil has a.
Yeah.
You know, but like the manufacturer specifically calls for canola oil to do the seasoning, and I'm like, if this thing is going to work for me for the long term, I'm just going to buy the canola oil, use the canola oil.
Sure.
So that's the only. That's the first time, and I don't even know how long I bought canola oil instead of like olive oil. 603-283-6160 still to come. The Bitcoin sermon and more. It's Free Talk Live.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.